Welcome back into the Chase McCabe Show on this Monday morning. Junie Riddle filling in for Chase McCabe. But your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, is back. Sign up today at thegamenashville.com or the 1025 The Game app. Silly Underdogs is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. On the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, we got Jonathan Hutton joining the show from Hot Mike with Hutton in Withrow. Jonathan, how are we doing this Monday morning?
Junie, it is great to be on with you, man. Hope everything's going well at the start of the week.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a bit of a rough morning this week. We were supposed to be from training camp, and I get all the way down there, and it's a torrential downfall. So I had to hightail it back here through 8 o'clock rush hour traffic. You know how that is.
Yes, that's not fun. And for whatever reason, I feel like we're getting less and less of the rainouts in recent years compared to, you know, the McNair Hasselbeck locker days. I feel like every other day was a washout, unlike now. So what is this, the second day of rain, I think, of camp that's pushed it inside? So that's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Unlike earlier when it seemed like it was raining every single day. I felt like we were living,
although,
in Florida.
You know what it is? In that era, there were two-a-days, and you could postpone a practice and just make it one practice in between whenever, you know, Fisher or Munchak thought it was going to storm. And now the NFLPA has such restrictive rules on how long you can practice and the day and time frame of camp that they have to get it in one way or the other, and they just push everything into the bubble, which is too small to begin with.
Yeah, it is what it is. So, did they have an indoor facility back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. They had it. Now, Bud Adams tried to bring the turf from the Astrodome up there and put it in. that didn't go over well with Jeff. But, yeah, they certainly had the bubble whenever it opened, the facility.
Absolutely. So, again, we got Jonathan Hutton on from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. So, Jonathan, what were your key takeaways, especially with the backup quarterback competition? A lot of people airing their opinions about Willis and Levis. What were your takeaways from the two performances from the Bears' first preseason game this past Saturday?
Well, let's just start with the quarterbacks. I thought Malik Willis played better, but he also had more mistakes. It's too close to call as far as who's the backup to Ryan Tannehill. It's to be determined. If they played the Saints tomorrow, my pick would be Malik Willis because of his development in the last year. And that's just me also comparing him to the player that I saw last year to now, and the kind of craziness that Will Levis is going through, just trying to pick up the speed of the game and the NFL offense and the nuance to the position here compared to Kentucky. But Willis has got a better grasp of the offense. I thought there were times this past weekend where Levis was in command. He missed a couple of the splash plays, the explosive plays. He also didn't make the same type of mistake. So you have to weigh both options, and I think for both guys, there's a long way to ascend to the starting. We're just trying to find the guy who's coming off the bench in a pinch to replace Tannehill, and right now, I think by a small margin, it's Malik Willis.
I would agree with you. I think Malik was a lot more up and down. To my count, yeah. I felt like he had four.
But you know what, though? His up moments, though, he had the first drive, which benefits the first team offensive line, which is great. And then he had the drive to go get points at the end, at the half, I'm saying. So, I mean, there were really nice moments that we did not see a year ago, and that's encouraging.
Yeah, for me, Malik Willis was really like his highs were really high, but his lows were pretty low. And for I like how you said that, though. Levis was kind of not taking very many risks, taking what he got, and was kind of staying as consistent as possible, I would say, just not taking a lot of risks, not a lot of splash. But another rookie that really stood out to me, and I kind of want to know your opinion on when they drafted him back in April. Tajay Spears looked really good to me. What was your opinion of him back when they made that pick? And what is your opinion of him now that you saw him and what he's able to do on the football field?
Well, let's start with now. It's clear he's a three-down back if they need him to be. I think he can be that guy. It is obvious that he is an essential piece to their offense. You could see that, Junie, from OTAs and minicamp and how they were integrating him in the passing game. It's not like he's the guy that's taking over snaps of Derrick Henry, but they could certainly give him a series if they wanted to. And they started to do that a little bit last year with what they were showing us in the preseason and early in September. But I still think this is Henry's backfield, and then they can splash in Spears to this offense and have a true threat and an underneath pattern with his skill set. And I think he can be a three down back for the Titans. Now, what was I saying when they drafted him? It wasn't as much about him as it was they've literally done the exact same thing they did last year. They drafted for 2 years in a row a backup running back and a backup quarterback. And I think that's in part how I view the rookie class this year and how you view young depth across the board with this team. Junie, it's not the player's fault here. But they don't have a lot of young, dependable, like ready to go talent in the waiting. That's not how I view this roster. You've got Okonkwo, of course, Burks. We're seeing that with Spears, and they have Peter Skoronski, who's essential to the offensive line. Beyond that, it's hard to really point out. I should put McCreary in there, but I'm looking solely at the offense. It's hard to point out those pieces. Spears is one of those pieces already. That's how good he's been and how much he stood out. There's no doubt who the second back off the bench is. It's him, and he can be a not even a wrinkle. He can be what is a branch of this offense that Tim Kelly, who I thought was really good in his debut, he can be a branch that is relied upon week after week. As long as the injury things don't pop up. But again, the Titans team doctors sign off on a player who may or may not have an ACL based on what was coming out of the draft.
So we talked about, you know, Malik Willis and how well he looked to end the half, to open the game on that initial drive. We also talked about Tajay Spears. But talk to me about the offensive line. This is the weak point of this offense, and that's
no doubt
most glaring and concerning at training camp. What were your thoughts on the first drive of their performance and how they played against the Bears' defensive front?
The first drive with the starters in the game was a positive sign. We have to see a lot more reps from that starting group, and we will see that this week in Minnesota, no doubt, in these joint practices. But the backups, Junie, with the twos and threes, you can mix and match that. The threes can be twos. The twos can move down to three on the depth chart, and it's just patchwork at best. They do not have depth across that front. That's the most obvious thing to say. That's also going to create a nightmare if we were to see an injury or two or a few pop up here and there. That's also obvious to say. And that's without me saying this starting group, now with five new starters, because Nicholas Petit-Frere is on the sideline for six games, all of that is on their plate up front. They were, though, efficient in that first drive. I saw push in the run game. They did a nice job for Willis and what was a long opening drive of 7 minutes plus. Now it's time to get to work against the Vikings starting on Wednesday, because this is what I don't want and what I know that they would love, but they can't control. I don't want injuries in the preseason. I understand why you have to be extremely careful with what you have versus what you have backing them up, because I think across the offensive line, it is paramount that they try to stay as healthy as possible going into September. But Junie, the athleticism, the overall talent level, the skill set of offensive linemen, especially on the edges, as far as backups go, and the Titans fans certainly know this, it is nearly impossible to find anyone that is at an NFL level that isn't already on a 91-man roster currently. Just look at the USFL. In covering that with Fox for the last 2 years, the biggest drop-off in that league compared to the NFL, and it's just one step behind, two steps behind if you want to count college, is the tackle position on the offensive line. All of the athletes are on the defensive front, and you don't have the speed and the lateral quickness that you do in the National Football League. Those guys are a dime. You can't find those guys in a pile, you know, in You can at other positions. You can at running back, for instance. But there are certain spots where you just don't have it, and the Titans right now are scrambling on the edges specifically. That they're trying to keep that center guard triangle cohesive and consistent at center and right and left guard. And then on the edges, they've got to see more. And I would want to see more snaps in pads. They've got to get those guys reps and evaluate where they are. They've also got to stay healthy. It's a bad spot to be in if you're not really sure what you have, and you're just kind of hoping, okay, this group gels by week one. But the last two seasons in week one, Junie, and I've sat there with you and watched these games in the press box, the last two seasons in week one have been really bad against the Cardinals and the Giants. And they don't come out swinging in these last couple of years. And in part because the offense is still kind of coming together, either due to injury in the preseason and they're just finally getting it all back, or because they, you know, choke it down a bit and try not to get injured and they come out and they're a little flat. They've got to avoid that at all costs.
Good stuff. Jonathan, it's always great to talk to you. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning.
Keep up the great work, Junie, and yeah, I'll see you soon.
Absolutely, see you soon. That's Jonathan Hutton from Outkick with Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. You can hear him on 94.9 The Fan daily from 2 to 5 p.m. But coming up next, I want to dive into some comments that Paul Karski said on the morning show this morning on whether or not it is a disappointment for the Titans if Malik Willis beats out Will Levis for the backup position. We will get into that next. You are listening to the Chase McCabe Show here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.